You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
At California Closets, we design for the little things. Take this moment of a family getting ready to leave the house.
Where's my backpack?
Mom, I need my cleats.
My wallet was right here.
If I trip over these shoes one more time.
And now, the California Closets version of that moment. Entryway and home storage solutions by designers who get you. California Closets. More room for what matters.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
What's up? It's a rhetorical question. I really don't need to know what's up. If you want to tell me. If I ever say what's up and you want to call in and tell me what's up, tell me. Otherwise, forget about it. I had a moment yesterday. I had several moments yesterday I wanted to get to because I think this has relevance to the world we live in and what matters to us. While you sit out there and bicker about whether these measles cases were actually measles cases or whether anyone's dead from measles because you don't believe it now because of that jagoff RFK Jr. And I mean that in the nicest way. I'm out there in White Oak. And I went into Becky and Ron McCartney's house. And Ron, he was sitting on a chair and he saw me. First of all, she comes up and hugs me and starts to cry. And then Ron, her husband, he can't get up, can barely move, quite frankly. And he's on the couch. He's 91. He's crying. Served his country in battle as a veteran and is disabled and hadn't been upstairs in his house, which is, by the way, where the shower is. He has one of two choices for a shower. Either go up like really steep stairs or down into the basement, really steep stairs. Either way, he falls and gets severely injured. There's a point to my story, believe me. So, in an act of desperation to stay clean, to be blunt, this 91-year-old man who is almost deaf, honestly, from the big gunfire on these ships, he was, now imagine this, he's 91, crawling on his hands and knees, crying to get upstairs in his home to use the bathroom and take a damn shower with dignity and honor that a veteran deserves, don't you think? I do. And Ron saw me because he started crying because that afternoon we had put a stair lift in his house. One of my boys, Carl, who I love, who's done this dozens of times for me for free. And for the first time in a couple weeks, Ron could shower. How about that? And actually use the toilet. How about that? We take stuff for granted until we don't have it. And then we don't have it. And we can't get it because we can't afford it. Because stair lifts are $7,000 not covered by any insurance, which is ridiculous. And the VA wouldn't help, which is even more ridiculous. And so you end up with Ron and his wonderful wife sitting on the couch crying. And I believe, if you ask me, we can do better. And as my mom would say, or many other Catholics, if not but for the grace of God, therefore art thou go. And when you're in a house like that, reality sets in. All the crap, the minutia that you folks fight about, right? One transgender athlete, you're going to have a big petition and a rally. There are no measles cases. You're going to have a rally. You're going to refuse the shot. Okay. And then you have Ron, who served his country in battle and can't take a damn shower or use the toilet because no one will pay for it. And the government won't pay for it. And Medicare or Medicaid won't pay for a stair lift to carry him upstairs. That brings it home. I find it extraordinary, the gift that I've been given to be able to understand this and to have a beautiful woman, his wife, who's 82, and comes up to about my shoulder. She's about 5 feet tall, about the size of my mom. And her head's against my shoulder, and she's crying, and she's hugging me, and she's a complete stranger. And I'm thinking, this is why we're here, right? Right? Metaphorically, physically, mentally, you want to name it, that's why the hell we're here. Everything else is bull crap. Right? The politics, the rhetoric, the silliness. The reason why we're here is why I was there. To help Ron get up his damn stairs. And until you've been faced with that, you don't believe that exists, but it does. I saw it. And to see a grown man, 91 years old, who served his country in battle, crying, because now he can shower and crap, to be honest, is both magnificent and painful. And it's self-evident that we don't do what we should do for the people we should do it for. That was my lesson yesterday. What was yours? Oh yeah, the measles cases are fake. Mm-hmm. And the deaths aren't real. Mm-hmm. So I'm out there, sitting there with them crying, thinking, we made a difference today. We changed a life today. What did you do? You bitched about Josh Shapiro. You yelled and screamed, I told you, there are no measles. Okay. To which I would say, for you, is that really as good as it gets? Apparently. If you're listening, Ron, my man, and Becky, I love you. Really do. Been thinking about you all night.
BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boosts, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boost, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. MLB trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over a million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Before I get started on low IQ RFK Jr., I want to show in the stream, if you can see this, this data center junk. This is so funny to me how where we're at. This flyer, they sent out millions of them, must have spent millions of dollars. And this one is, if you're looking at the stream right now, it says, "A data center's biggest fan, Stacey Garrity." Oh, okay. Good for her. This is supposed to make me mad? And a quote, "We could be the hub for AI." Hell yeah. Let's go. I don't know. "Our families are worried about the invasion of data centers." Really? Are we? This is the crap I'm talking about. What are we doing here, man? Talk about killing the goose. About to lay a golden egg right in our friggin' laps if we can't do it right. Now, I don't know Ms. Garrity at all. But why? Why is she now Darth Vader? Huh? Why is she now horrible person because she likes data centers? A month ago, we'd have had her on our shoulders. Go, Stacy. Go, Stacy. Now she's a bum. "They're bringing darkness to your town. They're going to kill your babies. Data centers. And worse than that, they hate dogs." It's just, we suck. Stacey Garrity, data center's biggest fan. No! No! Not jobs. No! Not investment. No! The horror of new development. You'd think it was like Guadalcanal. You'd think it was the Love Canal. You'd think it was DDT being dumped on our breakfast cereal. Man. You'd think it was formaldehyde they want to put in your shake you're having for breakfast in the morning. "You are going to die. The data centers will kill you." When did this happen? Now, my man Patrick, can you see this dog?
Oh, I see it.
Come on, man.
It's just like that social video they released.
Yep.
Attacking her for the same thing.
Oh. Now she's dark, death-bringing Stacey Garrity.
The evil data centers.
The dark.
Stacey Garrity.
The billions of dollars of investment. Oh, my God. The $150,000 electrician jobs. Oh, my God.
The humanity.
The horror. It's a bad movie. And then there's this. on today's episode of Jagoff Patrol. Now, the egos collide. Shapiro can't stand RFK. Neither can I, so we're on the same page. And RFK hates it that Shapiro called BS on him. So who suffers? We do, of course. Listen to this first clip. This started this melee. Listen to the first clip with Josh Shapiro 2 days ago.
I was very, very blunt with him. And I made very clear that his actions and the rhetoric that's coming from this administration are having a negative impact on communities across America, particularly right here in Pennsylvania. That there's real life consequences to spreading misinformation. There's real life consequences to scaring people and not relying on actual doctors and actual medical professionals to provide unbiased information to parents so that we can make reasonable decisions for our kids. As I said before, people are trying to do the best for their kids. They're trying to protect their kids. And the best way our health experts at the federal level and the state level and in a hospital, wonderful hospital like this, the best way those professionals can do their jobs is to provide unbiased, factual information so that parents can make responsible decisions for their children. Sharing conspiracy theories and misinformation does not help the cause of public health. And it leaves people less healthy and less safe. And it leaves parents in a position where it's harder for us to do our jobs to protect our children.
Boom! Boom! Hammer to the head. The governor calls out RFK. Hell yeah! Right to the solar plexus. Should have aimed a little lower. Where his brains are. What he says is, RFK called and said, let us help you, governor. And the governor told him in a nice way, F off. Jag off. My words, not the governor's. That irritated low IQ RFK Jr. Trump's words, not mine. Trump's cliche, not mine. So what did RFK Jr. do? Perpetuated the lie that there are no measles deaths and there are no measles cases. That's right. His way of leading, listen to this, is saying this. RFK Jr. yesterday.
We're trying to get information about those two casualties. According to a statement that was released by the Lancaster County Commissioner today, they cannot find any measles deaths in Lancaster County. And they complain that the governor will not give them that information. CDC tried to get that information from the governor yesterday, and the state is refusing to cooperate. The only state that won't cooperate with us is Pennsylvania, and we can't get any information. The press is all covering this as if those measles deaths actually happened. But nobody's doing the little bit of critical inquiry to find out. We're trying to figure out who those deaths were and whether they actually happened, and we can't figure that out yet.
Because you're low IQ. So what he's done is he fired up the base, the low IQ vaxxer, anti-vaxxer base. Told you, Jed. You're right, Ellie Mae. There were no measles cases. Told you, Cyrus, it's all a hoax. RFK Jr. says it is. It's all a lie. So here we have what we have. Shapiro telling the truth. Irritating Mr. Pull-Up, who now says, nah, we can't find any cases. There's no measles outbreak. There's no measles deaths. No one will tell us where the info is. And so now we got the anti-vaxxers out again. Told you the whole thing's a lie. Ed Rendell's friend, Josh Shapiro, all them Democrats trying to shut down the country and the economy again. Go get him, RFK. Go get him. Well, we can't find any cases. There are no vaccines. There's no measles. There's no mumps. In fact, I don't think there's cancer either. No. All of it's a lie. You know, I tied the body of an elephant to my car once and let my kids ride its trunk to the zoo. To which I say, is this as good as it gets? Rather than helping America, because Shapiro told the truth and hurt RFK Jr.'s feelings, he decided to get even by telling the world, we don't think there are deaths from measles. We don't think there are any cases. Yeah, it's another hoax and a lie.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Who says Halloween only lasts one day? With Wayfair, one night of Halloween becomes a whole season at home. From larger-than-life yard decor and moody lighting to festive accents for every room in the house, Wayfair has what you need to make Halloween feel like magic all in one place. Because the best Halloween memories aren't made in just one night. They're made all season long. Shop Halloween decor now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Ah! Ah! Jaws. Jaws. Impending doom. Oh, I cracked a smile with my boy Mike Sully, the guru of assessments. He's the Oz of assessments. The man behind the curtain. I saw this train coming. And this is right in my, not my backyard, in my front yard, Lebo. So, one of my favorite Americans, Hottie Hanna, said to me, now they have 8,000 employees, they do billions in business. Mount Lebanon, is the hottest market in my favorite town in the country. I live on a street that has exploded. Not bragging, just saying. There are $2 million homes that sell with no sign. It's insane. And what happens when you sell a bunch of those and they have a flurry of activity? If you put a sign up in Mount Lebanon, the house is gone in 3 days. If I'm lying, I'm a dying. Homes that folks paid $200,000 for are now selling for $8,000. Ryan homes that were $350,000 are now $800,000. I am not exaggerating. It's obnoxious. Mike Sully sent me a text that kind of indicates what happens when this happens. When you have several hundred new homeowners and they get spanked. The guru, Mr. Oz, how are you, Mike?
Hey, I'm great, Marty. What's up? Motley Bo's getting socked, huh?
Oh, man, brother, man. Mike Sully is the guru, the Allegheny County Appeals Board Chairman. You sent me a text. Take a breath. You sent me a text. Tell me what it said and tell me why I should care, because I do, sir. This is important.
Well, the number is incredible. 223 homes in Mount Lebanon have been appealed by the Mount Lebanon School District. 223.
Wow.
And these are people that probably, you know, I didn't do an analysis. They probably bought a home.
Yep.
And the assessment is stuck back in 2012.
Yep.
And we all know that the market is on steroids.
Yep.
In Mount Lebanon, right?
Right. And hold on. The next issue is the newcomer tax. Explain that.
Well, you buy a home, and welcome to the neighborhood. The school district or the municipality will appeal, saying that the 2012 low assessment's too low, and they want to jack up the taxes, which they have every right to do. And they can appeal the assessments that are too low.
So Mike, in real simple terms, if that house in 2012 was $240,000, and there were a significant number of them in Lebo at that time for $240,000,
yeah,
and it sold a month ago for $800,000, and that's happening, they hit you with this, right? And they have the right to tax you at that sale price, do they not, sir?
Absolutely. You know, they have to prove that the sale price was indicative of current market value, which the school district has been doing. You know, most school districts have been doing this for years.
And people are losing their minds. People are losing their minds, aren't they, brother?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that's just Mount Lebanon. North Allegheny School District filed 173 for next year. Yeah, Shaler, 160. So the newcomer tax still has a pulse, Marty. Everybody thinks that it went away because the common level ratio dropped to around 50%. Not true. There are just as many appeals filed by the governing bodies, the school districts, municipalities, than property owners. Now,
So for the property owner who now has an $800,000 house, your basic Joe's going to say, screw them. They deserve it. That's what they paid. They should pay taxes on it. But that's not all true, is it?
Well, no, because everyone else in the neighborhood is still frozen at 2012. So you just whack the people who buy homes. That's the newcomer tax.
Wow.
And it's easier for the school districts. They don't have to go out and pay for an appraisal.
Wow.
The house sold. It's a public record.
Wow.
So, again, these notices will be going out in the next week or so. And it's just unfortunate. It's always been like this.
It always has.
But this is
extraordinary.
Marty.
So what happens? So what you're saying is we need what, sir, that you've been talking about for a decade at least?
The R word, reassessment.
That's
and
right.
We will have a reassessment. A judge finally hit the gavel and said, you know, you can't kick the can down the road anymore, Marty. You know, we're going to have a reassessment by 2032, and it will get done. And a lot of people are going to be screaming and hollering, but there are people screaming and hollering now, not just the people buying these million-dollar homes,
right,
but there are some people buying $200,000 homes that are being appealed by the school district. So, you know, it's an equal opportunity hit.
Mike Suley, Allegheny County Assessment Board, he's the chair, appeals board chair. I love him. So if I'm out there buying a house and I'm paying a lot more than it was worth 10 years ago or 12, can I expect to get a big time jacked up tax bill, sir?
Yes, but I have good news, Marty. September 1, next Tuesday, is the deadline for 2027. So if you buy a house after September 1, the tax man can't hit you until 2028.
Whoa. I love this. So if I wait a couple of days, I can't get spanked for at least a year.
That's correct.
Wow.
That's good news, right?
Wow. For
anybody, you know, it's not just people buying $1 million homes.
No, I get it.
You can appeal now for next year, but the deadline, right as of today, we have 4,200 appeals filed.
Is that a lot, Mike, is that a lot? I don't know. Is that a lot?
No.
No,
it's not.
Okay.
But we may get racked over the weekend. Last year, the last week, we got 3,000 additional appeals. So the City of Pittsburgh School District, Iowa License Firm,
they haven't filed
appeals yet. So they're going to be coming in. So if you live in the city,
but if I didn't know that little inside tip, Mike, and I bought that house in Lebo and I paid $800 for it, should I immediately appeal when they raise my taxes through the roof?
Well, no. It depends on what your assessment is now.
Yeah.
your assessment should be half of what you paid for the house.
I see.
In theory, you know, if that's the current market value. You know, again, you have to do the math. But again, there are a lot of homes in Mount Lebanon that the assessment is about 30 to 35% of the sale price. And the common level ratio is 50%. So that's low-hanging fruit to the school district.
Oops.
And they're cash-strapped, right?
Right.
You know that. All the school districts. But I'm not taking sides here. What I'm saying is if your assessment is incorrect, and we've had 14 years of a base year system that is totally flawed, broken, and the only way out is appeal if you're a school district or a property owner.
You know, though, my man Patrick's right, though.
Hold on.
My man Patrick's right, though. When these school districts appeal, my man, they go for the sale price, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah, I would, too.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Low-hanging fruit, Marty.
Oh, yeah. For the players.
But they have to prove that you could sell it for that next week. They have to show other sales. And again, until we see the evidence, the jury's still out, but that's what our board will start hearings in late September. And here we go again, and newcomer tax is alive and well.
Wow.
Just based on some of these numbers.
Wow.
You know?
Mike, that's great information. Yeah. And you gave me some real scoop. If you're going to buy a house, wait till after September 1st, right?
Yeah. And you wait a year. Yeah. And then the reassessment's coming down the road. harder for the school districts a year later to come in with the sales price. Now they have to come up with current value. So again, you're looking in the rearview mirror. Somebody bought a house in May, June, July, August, you know. Mount Lebanon got a copy of the deed and just filed the appeal.
Here they come.
They probably haven't done the research yet, but low-hanging fruit, Marty.
Mike Suley, my brother, Mr. Oz, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Mount Lebanon is exploding. Insane sales. It's all so damn confusing. I know you start to fall asleep when you hear someone say assessment, but until you're there, until you see this happen to you, this newcomer tax is fascinating. It's very confusing for folks. Is it not, Patrick? This is a minefield, and it's real hard to navigate. Is it not, sir?
It is. There's already enough things that get piled on. Now you get surprised with this newcomer tax. Like, what the heck is that?
And you made a really significant point, which is spot on. What the district does, my man, is they find out you sold your house for $1.1 million, and that's what they tax you at. They don't want the old rate, do they, sir?
No, and I went through this, you know, a few years back when we bought our house in Aspinwall. You know, they went right for the sale price, and there was no question about that. And the settlement, I wish I knew Mike Suli before then, because the settlement was above 50%.
Oh, and you, I don't remember, did you have to hire a lawyer for the hearings?
Yeah, we did. We hired a lawyer to do our appeal, and, you know, so there's that expense. And then, you know, you've got to fight them because they want the full dollar amount. And the settlement was not 50% of the value of the sale price.
And by the way, his point that is really, really significant. Everybody whines and says, well, that's what you go for your house. You go pay your taxes. But to Mike's point, every single other house in that neighborhood hasn't been sold. And so the value has not exploded. They're still paying the low rate. That's why he says everyone needs to be reassessed, so that if you do have a big sale, you're spanked a little bit, not a lot. Right, Patrick? Right? Makes sense, right?
Exactly. And then it's fair for everybody.
Right on.
Everyone's getting, you know, you level the playing field, so to speak.
If you have a house that you've been in since 1950 in Lebo, and I'm not exaggerating, you could have paid $150,000 for that house. And I'm not exaggerating when I tell you now it could be worth $900,000. I am not exaggerating. There are houses in our neighborhood selling for $1.5 million that need to be gutted. And to Patrick's point, if the neighbor buys a house at $1.9 million, they're going to get taxed at that, yet the old $150,000 house still sits there at that value. And that's a big issue, isn't it, Patrick?
It is. And unfortunately, it also is going to spank that homeowner. Yep. If you're on a fixed income and yep. you bought that house for yep. $150,000 and you're locked in, well, you're going to get hosed.
It's true. It's a hell of a mess, and it's really, really hard to navigate. Go ahead, Bruce.
Okay. I used to live in Upper St. Clair. So 25 years ago when they first went through Allegheny County and reassessed everybody, what they put in place was the townships couldn't exceed 5% increase in taxes, meaning that made a level it didn't kill you if you had a house that jumped way up. Every 5%, I think it was 5% a year, is all they could raise your taxes. But the problem was that they never did that. So where'd all this money go, and why isn't anybody checking into that so that they don't make any of these windfall profits on these taxes?
They're not making windfall. It has to happen. Wouldn't you agree, Patrick? There has to be a level playing field. There has to be a massive reassessment. And it has to happen every 5 years, which is what other cities and counties and states do. We're just living
exactly.
in the Stone Age.
Some of them it's a 5 year, some of them it's a 10 year.
That's right. But there has to be a level playing field, and it has to happen as soon as possible. And until it does, you got to do what I did and what Patrick did. You got to hire an attorney and appeal it and take your shot. Right, Patrick? I mean, honestly.
Exactly. You have to. Otherwise, you're gonna swallow a massive tax bill.
You are.
And it's going to hit you every single year.
And it's going to be unfair compared to everyone else in your neighborhood. So you're going to be angry about that, and you're going to hate your neighbors. Kind of.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
Changing jobs? Freelancing? Starting your own business? One of the biggest worries during a career transition isn't only your paycheck. It's figuring out what you're going to do about healthcare. And if you've priced traditional insurance lately, You already know how expensive that can be. But before you pay hundreds or even thousands each month just to stay insured, there's something you should know. Health insurance isn't your only option. More than 1.7 million Americans have chosen an alternative called healthcare sharing. WeShare Health is a nonprofit healthcare sharing organization that puts people and their well-being first. Individuals and families pay 40 to 60% less and still get access to a nationwide PPO network of more than 1 million physicians plus unlimited telehealth. So while you're figuring out what comes next, don't overpay for healthcare. Visit WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. That's WeShareHealth.org or 1-888-WeShare. We get better healthcare when we share.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.